And we turn now to the Reverend Michael Hopkins. He's an alternate delegate to the conference. He leads a congregation in Glendale, Maryland, and he's the president of Integrity, that's a gay and lesbian Episcopal group. Reverend Hopkins, what's your reaction to these allegations that have come out now?
I think everyone here from all sides of the issue were quite stunned by them. Thankfully, we have a process set up in the Episcopal Church when allegations like this are made. They're always taken seriously, and that process is fair and thorough, but also there's hope that we're going to be able to have this investigation concluded in the next day and be able to move on.
I presume that you are going to vote in favor of Gene Robinson becoming a bishop.
I absolutely would have if I had been on the floor at the time. I've known Gene for at least 15 years now, and I think he's called to be a bishop and is going to make a great one.
Do these allegations, especially the allegations that come from an individual who say that Gene Robinson was guilty of misconduct in a sexual nature, how do you weigh that kind of thing?
You know, the church learned the hard way and to the detriment of many people's lives that not taking allegations such as this as serious is simply harmful. They also seem to be fairly simple allegations. They're not really allegations of sexual contact. I have to believe that in the end, this is a misunderstanding that Canon Robinson and this individual are going to be able to work out between themselves.
Do you think that the church would react differently to charges against someone who was not gay?
I don't think so, no. The way life is in the church these days, we automatically take any allegation from any individual against anyone extraordinarily seriously.
How are you feeling about the church now, about what's going on in the church? Because these things are released and made public on the very eve of the vote on Mr. Robinson.
Well, it's clear that the allegation about being linked to a pornographic website was, in fact, something raised by conservative groups in the church to try to stall the nomination. Those allegations have already been proved to be of no real merit. The emphasis now is on the allegation from the individual. I hope that he's acting on his own. I would not want to think that there's any organized effort.
When you say these allegations about links to these pornographic groups through this organization called Outright that Mr. Robinson helped found in New Hampshire, are those allegations not true or are they immaterial?
They're mostly immaterial. There was a link that one could take seven steps to get through from the Outright site to this pornographic site. That pornographic link we were able to discover has only been active for 6 months. Gene himself helped to found the Concord chapter of that organization many years ago now and hasn't been active in it for a significant number of years. There's just no way that he could either know about that link or been in a position to do anything about it.
Reverend Michael Hopkins, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Michael Hopkins is an alternate delegate to the conference. He's the head of an Episcopal church in Glendale, Maryland. Reverend Hopkins is also the president of Integrity, that's a gay and lesbian Episcopal group.